Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Ionity, the first to deploy Alpitronic's megawatt chargers. BMW relaunches the i3 as the new 3 Series. And Factorial and Stellantis on their solid-state battery. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which automaker is enthusiastic about its development of lithium manganese-rich batteries. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. For Friday, 25th of April, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Would you like to be one of them? Join the gang at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Ionity first in the news. The European Charging Network will be the first charge point operator to use the brand spanking new, fresh out of the box, Alpitronic's megawatt charging system called the HYC1000. Alpitronic launched the system in mid-February. It can support CCS and MCS cables for heavy-duty vehicles, commercial vehicles. Ionity will focus on fast charging for passenger cars, though. Each cabinet can handle 4 dispensers, and that allows up to 8 electric vehicles to charge at once from each cabinet. The system features dynamic power distribution, enabling individual vehicles to reach charging rates of 600 kilowatts. Obviously, that's when fewer cars are connected. If you get 8 Porsche Taycans turn up at 5% state of charge, they're all going to want all of the juice. But that's a good thing. EV charging's getting quicker. Some of the Chinese EVs arriving will charge at 400-500 kilowatts plus. And so now we have the hardware going in the ground, at least in Europe. China has it already, to make the most of it. Deployment will start at their testing facility near Munich next month in May. After testing, they'll roll it out across their European network in the second half of this year. Specific locations, couldn't find those, but I'd love to know. If you see one going in the ground, let me know, and then we can go and see how fast someone can charge their car. Now, the BMW i3 was one of, for many people, their original electric car, been around a long time. Now sadly out of production, but the BMW i3 is coming back. It'll be the next generation 3 Series. Now, this has happened in China already, but this is for the rest of the world. There'll be a touring version as well, an estate wagon. This model will launch next year as part of the Neue Klasse lineup. The new 3 Series will have, obviously, a combustion version as well, but an EV option as well, which will be called i3. The new i3 will look nothing like the old i3, but they are recycling the name as they are allowed to do. BMW's product head confirmed the company will carry on using names like i4, i5, i7, i3, iX2, iX3, etc., etc. No specific launch date for the i3. Prototype we've seen at the Munich Motor Show last year, and I think we've seen some test vehicles doing some laps as well. I'll keep an eye on that. Let's move on and talk solid-state batteries. Stellantis, the megacorp, and Factorial are testing their automotive-grade semi-solid-state batteries. They've put it inside a Dodge Charger Daytona, 77 amp-hour cells, and an energy density of 375 watt-hours per kilogram. Is far, far exceeding the industry average. They go to 90%, 15 to 90 they've chosen, not 10 to 80, in 18 minutes. They work really well down to minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit, or minus 30 degrees Celsius. It's a polymer-based semi-solid-state cell, and it's all about what they say stabilizing the anode, where active material is added during charging. That will eventually lead to solid-state batteries, but for now, the semi-solid-state is where we are, at least with these ones. We do see some promising technology again out of China, but that's Stellantis getting on board with that. NIO's next, launching its Firefly sub-brand in Europe, starting with the Netherlands and Norway. Firefly will expand to 16 countries and 5 continents this year. In the Netherlands, Firefly is now taking orders, and pricing starts at €29,900, so let's call it 30k, we're all friends here. While exact delivery date's not confirmed, NIO will do test drives in the summer, and customers can view and drive Firefly vehicles at NIO houses over the next few months. In Norway, orders open in Q3, test drives available in the summer as well, first deliveries in the autumn. Due to no tariffs on Chinese cars in Norway, Firefly models will be priced lower, around $26,000 equivalent. The Firefly model will have versions tailored for China and Europe, with different suspension and handling preferences for local areas. In China, the Firefly deliveries will begin in 4 days' time for the pure BEV version, which starts at $16,000 equivalent. Now, Chinese EV brands are surging. Here where I am, in the UK market, sales of Chinese cars in the UK rose by 88% in March, according to the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. The growth is due to BYD, MG, Amoda, JAIC-U and more. In March, Chinese brands sold 28,883 Chinese vehicles, capturing a 7.5% share of the UK market. That was a 4% share a year ago, March 2024. For the first quarter of the year, market share was slightly less at a 7% share. BYD was the biggest contributor to growth. MG also leading the Chinese brands. New to the market, Omoda, JAIC-U and more as well. Very important for Chinese car makers to sell cars here, again with no tariffs, much like Norway. Staying with them, MG will make a hardtop version of its Cyberster. I was talking about the Cyberster this week on the podcast, and they've confirmed now they're going to make a hardtop version. I think it'll be like a little 2 plus 2. The Cyberster GTS. Now, we saw the prototype at Goodwood recently. Well, last year, actually. When asked about the Cyberster GTS, the design chief of SAIC, which is MG's parent company, said, "It's coming," and that's all he would say. He noted the positive public response to last year's concept meant they greenlit the project, and it's going to happen. Speaking during the reveal of the MG Cyber X, the second car in the Cyber sub-brand, not really a sub-brand, but the Cyber names. That's the boxy Minecraft kind of SUV, off-roady looking vehicle aimed at the younger market in China. Škoda, next in the news, and they will launch the VRS LROC here in the UK. In fact, it'll be available in the summer, and that's good, because I like the LROC, and if you want a little bit of extra pep, let's say that, a bit of performance, some VRS styling, the Škoda LROC VRS variant, available in the UK this summer, starts at $46,560, so that is quite pricey for a small car. It boosts the standard LROC power by another 52 horsepower to 335. They've reinforced the chassis and given it visual upgrades as well. Same dual motor powertrain as the ID4 GTX from the sister brand Volkswagen. So it's not rip your face off, but it is 0 to 62 miles an hour in 5.4 seconds. Again, remind you, that's quick enough for safe and legal use on the road. It was only a blink of an eye ago that if you had a combustion car that would do it in 7 or 7.5, you know, you'd have the Top Gear hosts going, "Whoa, look at how fast this is!" And now, that was a terrible that wasn't even Clarkson. I don't even know who I was meant to be there. I guess some random TV car reviewer. Look, 7.5 seconds was rapid all of 5 minutes ago, and now, you know, 5.4 seconds is sort of middling in the EV world, but still, that's 1.2 seconds faster than the standard LROC visually. New roof rails, new black bits and accents, 21-inch wheels, and new sports and futuristic sounds it'll make as well. I like to turn those off if I possibly can, apart from the ones which I'm legally mandated to have. The VRS has dynamic chassis control. That's adjustable suspension. That's cool. That explains partly the price increase. LED matrix headlights, 12-speaker sound system, and an electric tailgate. Both the VRS and the LROC 85 both use the 84 kilowatt-hour battery pack. However, sportier design of the VRS reduces the range by a smidgen, by 21 miles to 339 miles or 546 kilometers compared to the LROC 85. That battery will charge at 185 kilowatts DC fast charging peak speed. All right, got time for one more story before we take a break. Limited edition Cadillac Celestiq deliveries are now beginning. If you've bought one, you'll know about it because your bank balance will be slightly less. New owners are starting to receive the $340,000 Celestiq from Cadillac, first introduced 3 years ago. The vehicle, part of a project by GM to make something ambitious, a halo car to define their engineering excellence and styling. Chief Vehicle Engineer Tony Romer said the Celestiq was designed to be a Cadillac first and an electric car second. He simply says, look, we simply made a vehicle that happens to be powered by electric. This is a Cadillac first and foremost. It's assembled at the Artisan Center in Warren, Michigan. 250 of them are made a year. And it's obviously all about, you know, luxury and, you know, nice touches and trim and all that kind of stuff, as well as being very, very high performance, of course. It has wheels as big as those on the Escalade, rear wheel steering, active roll control, air suspension, magnetic ride dampers, and the rest. Dual motor, all-wheel drive, 650 horsepower, 60 miles an hour, is dispatched in 3.7 seconds, which is quick enough for a big old barge, and this is a big barge, 300 miles of range, but like I say, write him a check for $340,000 before you hit the options list, and you'll certainly know that you've bought one next time you check your bank balance. We'll take a little break when we come back. Lots to talk about on the podcast today, like Tesla mixing up the Cybertruck strategy and Renault doing really well in Q1 because, you guessed it, of electric cars. Back in a mo. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles are next in the news, launching its first plug-in hybrid California camper van. Oh man, we love the California camper van. We got the kiddos are a little bit too young to fully appreciate how nice the California is, and also to kind of go away for long weekends camping at the minute. Although many families would, by the way, absolutely. We're just not that kind of, you know, family. Mrs. Lee would probably look to book a hotel for one of the nights. But when they get a little bit older, maybe a California, maybe a couple are sleeping inside, a couple sleeping in the outside in a tent or something. Man, that'd be great for our family. I say it'd be great for the family. It costs £71,000. So there might be some saving to do before then. They're offering 0% financing on hire purchase until the end of June. The California Ocean trim, the e-hybrid trim, has a 20 kilowatt hour battery, which gives a 54 mile or 87 kilometer electric driving range. It'll tow 1,600 kilograms or 3,500 pounds. All versions come with a 5-year warranty and service plan at no cost, because, of course, you are going to have to still do oil services and inspection services. And that's on top of the EV stuff, which is not a lot, really. Tires, wipers, pollen filter. Apart from that, not much on an EV, but this is a plug-in hybrid, you see. And so orders for the California e-hybrid are now open. If you'd like to get one, Tesla is mixing up its strategy with the Cybertruck. It's no secret the Cybertruck has been a dud so far. Sold 6,500 in the first quarter. Part of that was because they didn't sell any in March, and that was all down to a stop sale or a recall. Containment hold is what they call it when they can't sell any because of a recall. So how do you fix it? Well, in less than 2 years since it's launched, the Cybertruck, which we know had over a million reservations, and the CEO said that they'd make 500,000 of them a year. They built a facility to start by making 250,000 a year, has delivered maybe 45,000 units in total. Looks like everyone that wanted one has got one. And there's plenty on the used market, and they can't sell them used either in terms of private sales. Cox Automotive reckons 6,400 were sold in the first quarter of the year. In response to the numbers, Tesla is thinking again about how to sell the Cybertruck. The company is aiming for tradies, workers, people who need a truck to do truck stuff. Now, the Tesla website at the beginning looked like a bit of a fever dream of the CEO, who is all about, you know, flying to Mars and whatnot. And so, you know, the slogans like built for any planet and cabin as quiet as outer space were phrases they used to sell the Cybertruck. They had images of the truck, you know, on a sort of Photoshop Mars kind of thing. The new imagery, the new webpage, which has been fully updated, well done to whoever noticed this, shows the Cybertruck just doing work stuff like a Ford F-150 or a Chevy Silverado. Full of work equipment, towing a trailer, and moving away from all the fanciful, let's take this thing to Mars, and please buy our truck and go and do truck stuff with it. A Tesla sales representative noting to Jalopnik the company needs the Cybertruck to attract traditional truck buyers, now that everybody who was inspired by the outer space marketing has pretty much been exhausted. We'll see if that works. Renault is next in the news. Q1 revenue was up. And that was because of electric cars. Oh, you beat me to the punchline. Renault reported a rise in first quarter revenue, 11.68 billion euros. That's $13.24 billion equivalent, with an increase on the same quarter last year. Sales rose by 3% to 565,000 vehicles, thanks to new models. Uncertain market conditions mean Renault being careful with how much money they're spending. Renault is pretty insulated from the US tariff situation. Renault doesn't have a big US business to worry about. But still, they say they want to protect the company and keep the momentum going. Renault has an operating margin of 7%, and their share of electric vehicles in total sales rose to 13% of the business in Q1, up from 10% last year. Renault Model 5 is, the Renault 5, I should call it, is new in the last 12 months. That will definitely have helped. I love Renault EVs. I've had two Renault Zoes, which I've owned over the years, and both great cars. I wouldn't rule out owning a Renault EV again. UK charging is next in the news. The United Kingdom now has over 100,000 public EV charging stations, according to Octopus Electroverse. In the last 6 months, a new public charger was added every 13 minutes. So in the last time that you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, about 13 minutes in, aren't we? A new public charger has been installed. Rapid and ultra-rapid chargers make up 24% of all public charging points in the UK. This growth contrasts with the decline in petrol stations. The UK government wants to install 300,000 public chargers by the end of the decade. The rise in EV availability is partly due to leasing agreements with businesses like Octopus. Octopus EV will lease you an electric car for £200 a month starting. This increase in EV adoption has helped companies like Octopus Electroverse expand. Of course, a supporter, long time, of this podcast. And in terms of saying how many fast, rapid, ultra-rapid chargers are out there, always need to look at the definitions. Because if you go by the UK government's definition, I think, I'll double-check my notes, actually. The last time I looked at the UK Gov website, it's like guidance for electrical installers, I think it was anything over 65 kilowatts was in the kind of ultra rapid bracket. Well, you know, yeah, but not in the year 2025, right? So maybe that guidance needs updating a little bit. But if you go with the official definitions in this country, well, then, yeah, you only got to stick a 100 kilowatt charger in the ground, which is still a big achievement, by the way, and you sort of add to the ultra rapid charging tally. Maybe anything over 150, even anything, you know, over a couple of hundred kilowatts these days should be ultra rapid, sort of reserving that name for the very best. Nissan's next in the news. They have, it's good and bad actually, they've stopped plans for two electric sedans to be made in the United States, but will make a new SUV crossover at its Canton, Mississippi plant. A memo on April 21st to suppliers went out, and it shows that Nissan is changing the timeline for what was going to be two battery-powered vehicles. They also cancelled a small electric crossover for the US market as well. But there will still be electric Nissans coming to the US, but I think changing their product mix there. No sedans, but more crossovers and SUVs. Probably a smart move. And finally, we'll finish off the podcast today talking Ford. Ford is developing a new lithium manganese-rich battery. Now, this was new to me. I didn't know Ford were working on that. Ford is close to launching a more affordable electric vehicle in the next couple of years with longer ranges thanks to their own battery breakthroughs. Charles Poon is Ford's Director of Electrified Propulsion Engineering, sharing on LinkedIn that Ford has now developed their own lithium manganese-rich batteries, LMR batteries. After intense research and development at our state-of-the-art battery center of excellence, Ion Park, he says, "I'm thrilled to share that the Ford team is delivering a game-changing battery chemistry, lithium manganese-rich LMR. The Ford team is now making the second-generation LMR cells on the production line," and a spokesperson for Ford, Emma Berg, saying that while LMR technology has challenges, like voltage decay and some generation of gases, the company has tackled these issues. She stressed that keeping energy density high is key for improving EV performance and range, and of course keeping that excess gas under control. The Ford LMR battery technology, they say, could deliver a step change in the EV market. Safety, stability, and lower costs like lithium iron phosphate batteries. Higher energy density batteries, though, which lead to longer driving range on a single charge. That is amazing. Well done, Ford. I had no idea they were working on that, but that sounds very promising. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and the Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.